Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of January, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Oh, this sounds nice. iCloud keychain support will be coming to Chrome for Windows. Yeah, did you hear me say will be coming? Yeah, it's not there yet. This will be great for Apple users that are still stuck using a Windows machine or simply just don't have the cash to buy a Mac and make it a heck of a lot easier to manage those passwords. By the looks of it, the iCloud keychain will be coming to Windows 10 via a Chrome extension. Now, yes, the latest version of iCloud for Windows 10 actually includes that support for iCloud Passwords Chrome extension. You'll find it in the list of new features. There's also a new password syncing option as well. And when you click that box, it will cause a login prompt to come up, along with a request for two-factor authentication. Everything goes all smooth and dandy until you get to the download button, which takes you to a 404 page. That's because the extension doesn't exist yet in the Chrome Web Store. As for when the Chrome extension will be available for users, we're still hearing chirping birds for now. Hopefully, somebody over there at Google will stop their chirping and get it up on the store soon. Hey, while you're on desktop, maybe using Chrome, check out Instagram's new Richer Stories interface. Ooh. Yeah, it's got a lovely refresh that actually rolled out yesterday. And by doing this, the Stories feature will also open up to show a carousel of videos. And will actually preview what's queued up next in the content that you just played. It is actually the first time we've seen a major refresh for Instagram Stories. Pretty much been unchanged for years. Though that may be because a lot of people just go to their app on their phone for it. But with more people that have been staying home in front of their computers, more people have been hopping onto the web interface instead. Hence, that's probably why we're seeing the refresh. As for what will be coming next from Instagram, well, it looks like they're going to be focusing a lot on Reels so they can keep on competing with the folks over there at TikTok. Do you need 102 megapixels in your life? Fujifilm thinks you do. Well, if you got deep pockets for this, get ready for Fujifilm's GFX100S. It's a 102 megapixel medium format camera, and it'll set you back $5,999. Yeah, I'll say that one more time. $5,999. Now, the 102 megapixel has a 43.8x32.9mm medium format sensor with 100% phase detection AF coverage. They're also touting that it's quite a bit lighter, too, actually 500 grams lighter. There's also improvements to the gyro sensor and even improvement in algorithms. The controls now on board actually feature a traditional DSLR style dial, as well as those virtual dials that can be displayed on the 1.8 inch display. Of course, you'll find USB-C and micro HDMI ports on board the thing, two SD card slots, a 2.5 millimeter remote release, and two 3.5 millimeter sockets for microphones and headphones. No mention of a case, but you'd think for $6,000, yeah, maybe they'd throw one in. And finally, this would be more for our listeners over in the U.S., but it does make one wonder, is really cutting the cord really worth it anymore? Sling TV, if you were thinking about going to check them out, and you've cut the cord, said, done with cable, I'm sick of spending so much. Well, get ready to spend so much. Sling TV is hiking up yet another $5 per month for new customers. So that's right, new customers will start out at $35 a month. Remember when this thing was like 15? That'll be for like the blue or orange subscriptions. But hey, if you want to bundle them, get ready to cough up $50 a month. Yeah, starting to sound like cable, isn't it? Of course, you don't get all the bells and whistles yet. You got your sports extra bundle there at $11 a month now. And if you want all of its other add-ons, well, that's another $6 a month. What are we up to now? Yeah, $67. Now, the reason why for the price increase, at least according to Sling, they're forced to raise prices because the television networks keep charging them more. Even though try as hard as they might to fight them off, they just can't do it. There is one thing you're going to get extra for free, even though you're paying more per month. That's a bit more DVR space. All customers now get 50 hours of free stories. That's actually up from 10 hours before. So yeah, I don't know if it outweighs it or levels it off, but at least it's something. If you got a story no one else is listening, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's still there, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. Support the new show over there, too. Without your donations each and every month, this show just simply can't exist. We do rely on your support. So if you love what we do here at the new show, head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally, for as little as $5 a month or a Starbucks coffee, pretty much, you can help do your part in keeping the new show on the air. And those of you out there that are supporting us each and every month, thank you so very, very much for your support. Of course, you can find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech, and join our beautiful BTN community over at our Slack room, where we'd love for you to be part of the fun conversations going on literally right now. So do it now, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Have no fear, however, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you, as always, for listening.